poll, 1 in 10 Republicans say they would be enthusiastic to have Nikki Haley as nominee. By Hannah Blow Knudsen on January 25, 2024. Only 1 in 10 Republicans say they would be enthusiastic to have former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley as their nominee. The latest survey from The Economist/YouGov found. The survey asked Republicans, as well as independents who lean Republican, how they would feel if Haley were the Republican nominee for president. Overall, just 10% said they would feel enthusiastic. Another 28% said they would be satisfied but not enthusiastic. Nearly a quarter, 24%, said they would be upset if Haley were the GOP nominee. And 23% said they would be dissatisfied but not necessarily upset. Another 16% remain unsure. Related, Democrats for Haley? TV heads say that Dems switched to independent to vote for Haley in NH. Former President Donald Trump generates far more enthusiasm than Haley. As most, 61% of Republicans and Republican-leaning independents said they would feel enthusiastic to have Trump as the GOP nominee for president. Another 21% said they would be satisfied but not enthusiastic. In other words, 82% would be, at the bare minimum, satisfied to have Trump as their nominee. Another 9% said they would be dissatisfied but not upset, and 6% said they would be upset. Another 2% remain unsure. The survey was taken January 21 to 23 among 1,664 adult American citizens and comes as an increasing number of Republicans call for Haley to drop out of the race, urging the party to unify around Trump, who emerged as the runaway victor in both Iowa and New Hampshire. Watch, Trump shades Nikki's non-victory celebration, she can't get away with bullshit. The race is already over, former Trump challenger Senator Tim Scott, RSC, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday. And politically speaking and figuratively speaking, they are dead people walking. It is time for this Republican Party to focus only on one person, and that is eliminating Joe Biden by electing Donald Trump, he added. Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, who appeared on Breitbart News Saturday that same day, expressed those sentiments as well. It is time for the party to unify, Blackburn said. People ought to get out of the race. The party needs to unify. We need to move on and focus on Donald Trump beating Joe Biden and Donald Trump being the 47th president of the United States, the Tennessee senator added. However, Haley made it clear in her non-victory speech in New Hampshire Tuesday evening that she plans to charge forward in the race, deeming it far from over. Related, Nikki Haley claims Republican primary is a two-person race after placing third in Iowa caucus.